Well, we've had some opportunity to play a number of different players on the offensive line, and we'll continue to work our way through it. I definitely feel that T.J. Lang has had an opportunity to play more at the right tackle, more at the left tackle, so that definitely helped him with him taking the reps over there today. But the unfortunate, is you still have injuries and you have to fight through them. But the reality is, we've had an opportunity to work a bunch of different combinations, so I think it'll definitely help us as we move forward. It was a good Wednesday structure practice. I know today's Thursday, but it's a Wednesday on our clock. I thought the practice was a good solid practice. I think it'll probably look better on film than some of the segments that we had to redo on the practice field. It was more getting the proper blitz look from the opponent group and making sure we're giving our defense the proper look from the offensive standpoint. They do a number of different things personnel-wise with unbalanced formations. So we're just, as we work through the week, it's important for the both sides of the ball to get the proper looks.
As you scout, have you found this year to be easier to scout against the 3-4 team because you guys are running a similar system? Does that make it a little easier for you guys to see their
job? Well, I think it's twofold. Playing the 3-4 this year is number one. We've done a lot more of it, whether practicing against our defense and also the number of opponents this year that we played that run the 3-4. So this is the most 3-4 that I think I've ever competed against in one season. So with that, we feel, we're definitely more rehearsed in the number of things that change with a 3-4 defense. But I'll say this about the 3-4 defense. It's no different than a 4-man line defense. Everybody does it a little differently. Baltimore is their own. They're our own animal as far as the way the 3-4 is played. They have an opportunity to look at Baltimore starting in the offseason. That was one of the teams that I evaluated when I made the change to the 3-4. So, they're distinctly different than, Cleveland and some of the 3-4 teams we played here in the past. Just to how they call the, how they call the game, how they utilize their players. I think he's a very explosive player. His quickness, his ability to accelerate the crease in the run game and be very productive on the second level, whether he's running it or catching the football. So, that's something that jumps off the film at you. Well, I think his body type dictates that, definitely. He breaks tackles, and that's part of what I'm referring to as far as his explosiveness when he hits the crease and gets to the second level. I definitely think they're definitely one of the top defenses. We talked about their statistics this morning and how we'll approach playing against them. You definitely have a lot of respect. It was built the way I look at offense. I think it was built very strong down the middle, starting up front with their defensive line, through their linebackers, and up, through the safeties. So they have a number of premier players. They've been playing. There's a lot of experience on that defense. You watch the way Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and the guys that have been in that system, the comfort level that they have, the ability to jump concepts, whether it's pattern reading or the running concepts that you see. So it's very important for us to be detailed. Armand is practicing, in a full participation mode. He's definitely competing to be up on the 45. Well, anytime you look at an older player and you bring him into your program, there's always a concern potentially for injuries. But, we feel we had a very strong history with Armand Green and the relationship that he has with our training staff. So I'm very comfortable where he's at from a conditioning standpoint. He had a setback with the groin injury. I think Brandon Jackson has improved steadily since he came back from the ankle injury in training camp. So I think Brandon's doing a lot of positive things. I think his special teams play has picked up. He's always been very consistent on third down, particularly in pass protection for us. He's doing a good job on the check downs and some of the screens, and he's had a number of big third down conversions, and he's done a good job in the 4-minute offense. So I'm pleased with the way Brandon's been playing.
Thank you.
I arguably, yet without a doubt. I mean, if you look at the way he plays the game, you know, it's hard not to notice his leadership ability. But the things I always look for when you're competing against, you know, particularly linebackers and safeties, are their instincts and the anticipation. I mean, you could tell he's a very well well-studied player. He looks like he puts a lot of time in as far as his recognition of plays and anticipating plays, you know, anticipating the backs, cutting back, recognizing blocking schemes. You know, you may get him, you know, step on him the first time, but you know, the repeated plays, and you see that a lot in your great veteran players, and I think he's definitely in that category. I think player safety, anytime you improve the ability to make the competitive environment better for players, I'm all for that. So anytime we can do positive things from a policy standpoint or, you know, from a facility standpoint, I think it's a positive for player safety. That's why we have a medical staff. I mean, I trust the people that work for the Green Bay Packers and the roles that they're in, and it, you know, it's all about communication and so forth. I trust the process that we have in place. We're up to the challenge to win football games. So obviously, playing physical is a very important part of that. It's important for us to, you know, play great defense, you know, particularly starting here at home against the Baltimore Ravens, and make sure we score more points than they do. Now, physical football, December football, that's definitely part of it. And everybody wants to talk about the run game. Yeah, that's a pretty good indicator. But we're going to do whatever it takes from a football standpoint to win games in December. And I'm very confident in our style of play and how we utilize our players. Definitely, if you want to talk about reputation, but every year is a new year. We're a football team that's 7-4. We're focused on winning games, and we're focused on improving. So we want to be as physical as we possibly can, and it's never physical enough as far as the way we train our players and the way they expect to play. But we're looking forward to this one on Monday night. I'm sorry, what was the first part? Red zone offense is something that our ranking has not been where it's been, but you know, those are really for postseason conversations. Yes, we want to score touchdowns every time we get down there. We feel we're fully capable of doing that. But, you know, we've scored a lot of points this year. Our ranking is I think, number 6th in the league. And that's, you know, but statistics to me, and I've talked about this before, you have statistics that are barometrics. I talked about it with the team today. And you got statistics that are absolutes. You know, the only important statistic right now is wins. How many wins do you have? Now, red zone, like you've stated with your statistic, yes, it throws a flag up, and we look at it, and we know why it happened, and we'll continue to work on those type things, so we'll make sure we're doing a better job in the future. Well, you know, number one, particularly players like Charles, that once you get over that 10-year mark, I think it's a huge credit to the individual. To take care of their bodies the way that they do. Just for him physically to still be able to go out and play corner and then, you know, jump in, play nickel, play dime, play safety, you know, that says a lot about his experience and his intelligence and the uniqueness to be able to anticipate and play from different angles. But, you know, number one, he does a great job taking care of his body. We help him with the schedule. But he's playing at an extremely high level. I don't think I've ever been around a defensive player that's been as productive as he's been through, you know, the first 11 games of the season, and we'll definitely lean on him as we go down the stretch. But he's having a big time season, without a doubt. I think we're getting more and more comfortable as he's getting more comfortable. I don't know if you notice the cast is getting smaller. They're working different, you know, different types of braces and things inside the cast to make, you know, just trying to get him more comfortable, more confident with it. So, I mean, as that goes, I mean, he wants to play more. There's no doubt about it. And it was playing at a very high level before he was injured. But we're definitely working through that. Well, I think just our whole football team. I mean, the ball security is something we've done very well. Handling the football from a skill position, whether it's a punter, kicker, quarterback, wide receiver, is definitely something that you always increase the focus on when you get this time of year. I mean, 20, 25 degrees, you know, we practice outside today. I don't really consider that cold. I mean, I thought today was a beautiful day to play football, and from my understanding, this will be very similar to what we play on Monday night. So I don't really think we've hit that point where I'm as concerned about the ball, but you know, they definitely live in it. We practice in it, so it should be a benefit to us. Well, I think definitely the special teams is a positive of their football team. They play with excellent speed and tempo. We've compared in some ways to the group we just played in, the Dallas Cowboys. I thought there were some similarities in how they play and what they do. So this will be an excellent challenge for our special teams group. I mean, there's some procedural things that really, you know, I don't know if Ted would even comment on, but Aaron Cam is going to have surgery this week, and he will not be back this season. Well, run defense, whether it's 3-4, 4-3, it's, I mean, there's carryover to, I mean, we went to the 3-4 defense more to, you know, to get more improvement in the run game. I mean, there was a personnel decision involved in that. It was the utilization of our players. It gave us more flexibility. You can see just in what we've done with Charles Woodson, and particularly in our sub packages, you know. And frankly, the way we've been playing more sub than base this year anyways. And, you know, obviously our opponent dictates that. But, you know, the run defense and with, you know, the emphasis that we put on it, you know, our players have responded very well. I mean, they're doing an excellent job of playing the techniques and you know, particularly when we have a heavy run call and winning it down on first down. So, I mean, winning, I think we're first in the league, and winning it down on first down, that's a big part of it, whether they're running or throwing it. But I'm very pleased with the run defense at this point.